Go for Sheldon.
Hi, this is Kelly Jaday. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. This is Sheldon Benjamin, and I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm so sorry. What did you say?
Sorry?
I didn't understand what you said. Maybe it's
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I've been better.
Well,
I usually don't say that. I usually say I'm doing great, but I've had a really, really rough week.
What happened? Tell me about it.
Well, someone tried to kick in my apartment door at 12 a.m. on a Monday and break into my house. And now my door is, I'm not staying at my own place and trying to move out of my apartment. So I'm dealing with all this because there's a bunch of crackheads around my house, or I don't know, but it's not been great.
Yeah, I do understand. Crackhead sometimes just, you know, it's a...
Well, and where I live, it's, I live in a very nice area, honestly. There's, everything in Denver is pretty nice, but the transient, homeless situation is getting out of control. But I've never woken up to someone literally running and kicking my door open, so it's been a little terrifying. I'm from Florida.
Florida. So.
Actually, I'm from here, but I've been in Denver about 15 years, but I grew up in Florida.
Ah, okay. So, wait, right now you're living in Denver?
Yes, sir. I live in Arvada, but basically it's right outside of Denver.
Ah, okay. Because I'm
but
not
I'll
basically...
be moving. I'll be moving to Broomfield because it's scary. There's just too many homeless people here. It's just insane.
Ah, that sucks. That indeed sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Like I said, like, I was never really that scared, but I can't believe, like I said, on a Monday night, my boyfriend and I were past asleep, and it was like 10:30 because he works early. He does construction, like, you know, and we had, like, Law and Order on the TV, and all of a sudden at 12 or, like, 11:45, we woke up to this loud banging. We were like, what? And then we realized someone was literally kicking in our door.
That is so tough. Do you have, like, a camera or something?
And then he said, I'll blow your head off with this shotgun. Yeah, and he's like, I'll blow your head off. I got a shotgun. Like, and then the dude ran right after we said that. But he was, like, one or two kicks from getting in our apartment.
Did you call the police?
Yeah, the police came out, and we talked to them, but then we bolted our door shut, and so we had to talk to them via phone, because the guy came back. The guy came back at about 3, then about 8 cops came out, and I think they found him, but we don't really know, but a bunch of neighbors saw it, like, go down, because obviously they woke up to, like, you know, maybe they thought it was, like, a domestic dispute at first or something, you know, like, let me not get involved, and obviously that was not the case. I mean, this was loud as shit, like, this guy was literally taking running starts and kicking our door. I don't know why. We're on the 3rd floor. It's weird. I don't know why he targeted our apartment, so we're basically dealing with moving out. That's why I was been speaking with your awesome coworker, and I was like ready to kind of make a deposit, but now financially I've got a little more shit on my plate, if you will.
I do understand.
I've been trying to get my writing definitely going. And honestly, I was actually kind of in a little bit of a space that I could financially do this, but now with moving, I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me so much. I really do, because I do have, like, some great books that I'm, like, really wanting to get started. And, you know, maybe if I was a publisher, I wouldn't have all these financial issues. But, yeah, it's just getting
what
a little...
What did you do generally? Like, what did you, like, before, since you were moving, right?
I'm a bartender.
You're a bartender. That's cool. If I may ask, what is your book about? Like, what's the inspiration? What's the overall game?
Well, I have a pug. I've had two pugs. So my first pug was Miles, and I have him actually his paw print tattooed on my wrist. And I grew up in Florida. I don't know why I always loved inchworms, and I thought it was funny because it's a play on words, miles and inches. So it's basically, you know, because it's like kind of about math, essentially, kind of like trying to teach a little. So my children's book is Miles and Inches. I'm trying not to make it sound so, like, it's hard because, you know, I grew up with, like, The Labyrinth and The Princess Bride, and I'm obsessed with The Labyrinth, so basically trying not to make sure that I, but it's basically just a cute little children's book, Miles and Inches, and I kind of want, like, the, I'm the Princess Kelly, of course.
That's cute.
Of course, duh. So it's kind of essentially about that. I have that in the whole manuscript. Like, I'm a tangible person, so I write, and, like, when my hand feels it, I just, like, write. So I'm trying to get it all kind of put on a computer, like, just to make, and I just actually got a webcam thing that I could talk to, so maybe that will help me put my thoughts into typing instead of, like, giving you, like, 18 pieces of scrap paper. Also, I do have a couple children, and I do have a bunch of friends with dogs, so it's basically a bunch of dog adventures is kind of what I'm going for.
Okay, so it's like a children's book with dog adventures and just, you know, going about.
Yeah, and so my dog now, that because Miles passed away, I have Zeke, which is Ezekiel, and then my buddy has Max and Loki, which are basically, they're all like prophets, gods or whatever. So that's kind of another tangent on, you know, just like, kind of like, I love pugs, basically. So kind of like, kind of goofy, but
yeah.
Just that's kind of like the dog, like just dog adventures, essentially. But also I'm a poet. I have about 200 they're copyrighted on allpoetry.com poems. Yeah, a few of them are, like, picture prompts, and then a lot of them are just my free writing and just what I think or whatever.
So you've been writing for quite some time?
Yes, I've been writing for at least 8 years, I guess. So I have poems from 5 years ago, at least, that I have. I mean, my box of junk is probably way older, but I have books from, like, 2013 that I've been writing, like, I have a ton of stuff.
Did you ever
and then
publish
also,
any of the books?
No, you know, obviously it takes money to make money, right? So I've never been financially I don't have the financial ability at the moment to kind of go there because it is kind of like I don't have an extra grand sitting around. So I've kind of been stuck in a rut on that. But also, and then also I have another book that is The Lost Generation in Bartending. And it's kind of, I mean, you wouldn't even believe half the stories I have. Like, it's kind of insane. So it's basically, but yeah, I have a bunch of friends that, like, kind of, like, want to quote in on some stories about, like, kind of what we've experienced in bartending. Like, I mean, I've stabbed a bum. And now
of course, but when you're a bartender, you just hear so many stories. You get so many, you know, people.
Well, of course. Exactly. And, like, I worked at a bar where all the athletes from Colorado hung out. I bartended across from the stadium. In the University of Florida. Like, when Tim Tebow was there, I have a ton of stories. I'm very.
You have, like, a diary of funny incidents, right? Funny and crazy incidents.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And
nice.
It's a lot, and it's a lot. Like, I have it all on paper, like I said, because I'm tangible. I like to write shit down. So that's kind of where my head
got on
that.
I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
For now, since we are talking, can you access your email at this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so while we are doing, like while we're talking and discussing, we'll also, you know, get the work started as well. Can you kindly check your email? You should have two emails from my end.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Should I check it now?
You should already have them. So what we do is we work through a platform. It's called Teamwork.
Let me check. I have not received it yet, but would it be in junk mail, maybe?
Question, is your email kjude at 333333@gmail.com. Yep.
Yes, sir. Okay, of course, it's Breeze, right?
Yeah, I think that's the right email I send it on.
Yeah. It might be in my junk mail, so I can double-check that. I'll double-check right now.
As well from my end.
Sorry, like, I have, like, 19 people calling me at once, and I don't know why. Hold on one second.
Yeah, the email is
right. No, I don't want to talk to you. Hold on, let me let them hang up first before I can click anything.
You should have something from Creative Design Agency.
Okay, let me tell. Yeah, sorry, I have 3 people calling me like over and over again. So hold on one second. Now I can check. Okay, let me put you on speaker.
Your message box is also full, by the way, like your voicemail box.
Okay. Let's see. Let me load my email. I don't have anything yet. Let me check my junk mail. No, I haven't received anything yet. Oh, my God. People stop calling me. Sorry, I don't. All these random people are calling me. So, yeah, I think they keep calling me about Medicaid. I don't have Medicaid. I'm not 80. Hold on one second. Let me let this hang up.
Let me resend the invite. That's odd. You should be getting.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I've had like my anxiety is like through the roof today. I'm sorry. This whole situation really messed with my head.
It's understandable. It is.
Yeah,
understandable.
Your coworker, by the way, is amazing, and he's been really helpful. So let me check my email now that they hung up. Sorry, I can't click on something when people are calling. I apologize.
You can put the phone on D&D, you know.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not that great with technology. yeah, I still don't see anything from you in either mailboxes.
That's odd.
Yeah, my
life
is odd.
Emails. Oh well, can you? What's the least most recent email that you have?
That's it's loaded. Hold on, it might come through. Just give it a second. It's loading right now, so hold on.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for your time.
No problem. No problem. It's okay.
Yeah, it's been. Oh wait, are you wait Sheldon? Oh, there, Sheldon Benjamin.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I got one. It's been added. Okay, I got that one.
Okay, click on it, and it'll show you like you have. It should show like a get started button.
Click on that button.
And you'll be guided to our, you know, platform that is Teamwork. You'll have to make an account there, and then you'll be logged into your project.
Okay, I'm doing that right now.
Perfect. So, let's get back to.
I want to receive all this.
You might want to check that. Yeah. Because
I did.
Whenever I send a message on the platform, you'll get an email notification, so you know there's a message on the platform waiting for you.
I just got your admin switch. Everybody, Teamwork, got it. Am I an individual contributor?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I just accidentally clicked that again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's and submit. Okay, I switched to Teamwork.
So you're in?
Yeah, I think I'm in.
Okay, so top left, do you see your name? Kelly Judy.
Yes. Oh, I see it at the bottom left.
Bottom, are you on your phone or are you on a computer?
I'm on my phone.
Okay.
But it does say KJ.
I'm not so good with the phone and the website. Do you see an option?
Oh, I know. I have a computer I can get on. I just, like I said, my computer, I locked in a safe spot after getting robbed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on my phone, but I do have access to a laptop in just a minute.
Okay. So do you see, like, an option for messages on your phone? It should be below your name. Like, it's your list, board, table, dashboard, extra options. One of them should be messages.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see it. Yes, I got it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, click
then
on that.
Mm-hmm. It said invite. Oh, I can't even talk. Invite expired. Let me log in again. Hold on a second. Okay, then log back in. Oh, that's not working. Okay. What's my email? Use my whole email. Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I'm really bad at technology.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm a tangible writer. I write everything on paper.
So whatever you have at this time is on paper. Nothing is on a computer.
I do have some on a computer. Oh, here, I'm back in. Oh, I see your messages now.
Okay, perfect. So, wait, on the platform or on your email?
I'm on the platform now.
Okay, you're on the platform and you went to the message section, so you probably see a message that says, welcome on board, right?
I see your messages. It said, Sheldon B. added a message, Sheldon added a file, Sheldon added a project.
Yeah. So you have
okay,
to click on the message,
so,
and you'll be guided towards the message. You'll see a welcome on board message, yeah.
Sorry, I got like a trillion people calling me. This is so annoying.
Why are you getting so cold?
Well, because everyone's worried about what happened, about my break in, sorry.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I was like actually talking with your coworker, and I was like ready to get things going, and then we got broken into, so it's been a little off the, you know, off my radar at the moment, because I got a lot more fish to fry at the moment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see everything. So I am on. Okay, so then I went to my work. So where should I go now?
So you should go into messages.
Okay, was that what the little like the bell looks like? Oh, hey, welcome aboard, Kelly Jude.
Yeah, welcome on board. Yeah.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, so you can get into the message.
Oh, I see. Okay, hold on. Oh, my phone was just really... Okay, so I'm going to message you and see if you get it. Oh, wait, that's not working.
Do you see the message? First tell me that.
Yeah, I see your message.
Okay, below the message, do you see a file attached that says notebook writing, book editing? Scroll down.
There's nothing there. Oh, wait, there's more messages. Oh, okay. Yes, I see all these... Deep messages.
Okay, hello, hope you're doing well, and, you know.
No, I don't see that. Hold on.
Is it possible
to
open your laptop? Because it's easier to go through a laptop rather than a phone.
Yeah, I can do that. If you give me about an hour, I will be back home with my computer.
Okay, how about this? I'll call you, or you can call me back in an hour, and we'll complete this process, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, because...
No problem, no problem.
I'm staying at someone else's house because of the scary situation.
I completely understand. It's fine. As soon as you're
home...
So
I don't have all my materials, but, yeah, I should be back to my home in about an hour, and I can figure this out.
Sure, in an hour, just call back on the same number.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No problem,
not the best week.
Yeah,
it's a lot. I know, and like I said, your coworker that sent me to you, like, he's been really helpful, and I was, like, really, my dad was coming today, my dad's coming today, and we were going to talk about it, but then now I'm dealing with all this shit, so I can't, like, focus on one thing. It's annoying.
I understand. I completely understand. So,
So I appreciate you guys, because I am interested in doing all this. It's just that at the moment, it's not financially conducive, and then also, it's just, like, my brain can't focus, and obviously, I'm writing about all this, so that's
mm-hmm.
actually good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is good. That is good. So,
because this is a
home,
story in itself.
Mm-hmm. Get home, and take a breath, and give me a call. I'm available for the next 6 hours, okay?
Perfect. I will give you a call, and/or you call me, and I should be able to figure out how to get on.
Sure. You actually have
you
got my personal number now, right? You responded to me.
Yeah,
yes, sir. You can actually drop me a text when you're home, and I'll give you a call. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. I appreciate that
Perfect.
So much.
Perfect. Kelly.
Thank you. I apologize.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to waste
No problem. No problem.
Going on.
It's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Sheldon.
Have a good day.
Yes, I'm working on it. Yes. Hopefully I don't die. I'm scared someone's like after to kill me. I don't know.
It's going to be
Thank
fine.
You, Sheldon. I appreciate it. I will definitely contact you as ASAP.
Perfect. Looking forward to it.